Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Living in Awe of God. It's a series from the book of Exodus. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 35, verses 1 to 29, the essentials of worship. As we come to our text, we find the Israelites in the middle of building the tabernacle. Up to this point, God met with Moses in the tent of meeting, but now they were building something more suitable for their worship. It's important to note that God's point of view, that from his point of view, worshiping him was to come first. Before the construction of permanent homes, before planting vineyards or digging wells, before anything else takes place, God wanted them to focus on worship. It's basically the same thing Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount when in Matthew 6:33 he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Sadly, this is often reversed by Christians today. Many look to the needs of the church only after they have satisfied their own needs and wants. There are many things in this text that we could consider, but we need to see four essentials of worship if we're going to worship God as he calls us to. First, we worship God with our time. Verses 1 through 3 of our text in Exodus chapter 35. And then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words of which the Lord commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day." As God instructed Israel about worship, he began by reminding them that worship involves their time. Keeping the Sabbath was a way of demonstrating that all they had belonged to God. They had 6 days to work, but the seventh day belonged to God. God called his people to dedicate 1 out of 7 days, every 7 days, to rest. And during that rest, they were to focus on him. It was a sacrifice of their time. If you're not willing to give your time to God, you're not willing to give him your life. And in the end, you're not really worshiping him. Second, we worship God with our talents. Verses 10 down to verse 19. "All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded: the tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the ark and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its poles, all its utensils, and the showbread. Also the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light, the incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court and their cords, the garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests." One of the ways God instructed them to worship was by using their talents to accomplish his purposes. what we do with the skills and abilities, the talents God has given us, demonstrates whether we are truly worshiping God. If you're gifted at doing something, it's because God gave you that ability. He gave you that talent. It was God who gave the Israelites the ability, the skill necessary to do what they did. And the Lord made it clear that He gave them in order to build His tabernacle. Verses 30 to 35. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And He has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manners of artistic workmanship. And He has put in His heart the ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker, in blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do every work and those who design artistic works." We're no different. The gifts and abilities God has given us are to further His kingdom and to bring Him glory. Using your gifts for God's purpose is worship, to bring Him glory, not so that we can get glory for ourselves. And then third, we worship God with our treasure. Look at verses 4 through 9. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering of the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate." And if you jump down to verse 22, "They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold. That is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, red skins of rams and badger skins, brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought the Lord's offering, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it." Worship involves sacrifice. God made it that way from the Garden of Eden to Abraham's tithe to Melchizedek in Genesis 14:20, to the institution of the sacrificial system, to the tithe for the temple, all the way to the New Testament concept of generous giving. Worship has always involved sacrifice. Sadly, we've raised a generation of self-centered Christians who want something from God but are reluctant to give anything back. That's not the picture of worship presented in Scripture. Worship involves sacrificially giving back to God. Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 and 36. "Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of God, and they asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians." Everything they gave back to God was something God enabled them to get in the first place. It all belongs to God. And then fourth, We worship God with a willing heart. Verse 5. Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. And then down to verse 20. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought to the Lord's offering. They brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its services, and for the holy garments. Verse 25. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarn of goat's hairs. The rulers brought onyx stones and the stones to be set in the ephod and the breastplate, and spices and oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord, all the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work which the Lord did by the hand of Moses had commanded to be done. Whoever is of a willing heart. God wanted them to give out of love, not out of duty. God wanted them to give to Him, to worship Him, only if they were willing. The Israelites were slaves to Egypt. We were slaves to sin. They were bound to Pharaoh. We were bound by our fallen nature. God delivered them just as He delivered us. It was the blood of a lamb that caused death to pass over the Israelites. It was the blood of the Lamb of God that delivered us from the penalty of death. Understanding this, we should be moved in our hearts. We should be filled with gratitude, worshiping God by giving back to Him out of all He has given us. Let me ask you, are you giving of your time to further the kingdom of God? Are you using your talents to further God's kingdom? Are you giving of your treasure to support the kingdom of God? You answer those questions. You consider all that we've looked at in this brief look at the book of Exodus. And you have a great day.